Former MLA Shirley Bond will receive an honorary Doctor of Laws degree from the University of Northern British Columbia, UNBC, on May 30 during the Class of 2025 convocation. Bond told The Citizen she was surprised when she received the call informing her of the honor. "I was deeply honored by the recognition from UNBC," said Bond. "It's certainly not something I had ever really thought about, so when I got a call from the president of the university, it was a very emotional phone call. I'm incredibly grateful that the university feels my contribution to Northern British Columbia and to our province is worthy of this very significant recognition." Bond has an extensive resume in provincial politics, with more than 16 years of cabinet experience. She has held several high-profile positions, including Deputy Premier, Minister of Education, Minister of Health Services, Minister of Transportation and interim BC Liberal Leader, among other roles. In addition to her political achievements, Bond is a respected community advocate and leader. She has played a key role in creating or securing funding for critical services across the province, including the Northern Medical Program at UNBC, the Charles Jago Northern Sports Center and the BC Cancer Center for the North. Bond still fondly recalls her time as a cabinet minister and her work with the Northern Medical Program at UNBC and across the province. "The first job Premier Gordon Campbell gave me was to work with an incredible group of people to create a medical program at UNBC," said Bond. "I've never forgotten it. It continues to make a difference, and I'm very proud of that work. And, of course, the Cancer Center for the North. I spent so many plane trips listening to and supporting people who had to leave a loved one in Vancouver or somewhere else for cancer care. So, that was an enormous personal passion for me, making sure we had cancer care here in Northern British Columbia." Bond also made history as the first woman to serve as Attorney General and Minister of Justice in BC. She has received the BC Interior, North, and Yukon Woman of Distinction Award for her work in public education. More recently, Bond has served as Public Relations Director for the 2025 BC Special Olympics Summer Games, which will be hosted in Prince George. She has also been part of the committee that submitted a bid to hold the 2030 Special Olympics Canada Summer Games in the city. Bond told The Citizen she has many people to thank for her achievements. "My family is incredible," said Bond. "Throughout my career, there have been many special days at home despite always being on the road. I could not have done this without my late husband, who would be so excited for today. Also, my children and grandchildren. I am so thankful to have a supportive and loving family that understands how much I work on behalf of Canadians. I am always grateful, of course, to the Senate at the university for honoring me in this way. I can tell you that when I got the phone call, I remember asking, 'Me? Are you sure?' I never thought something like this could happen as a result of doing a job I loved and cared about very much."